Clarion Books and Harper Audio present Global Warning by Stephen B. Frank, performed by Edward A. Mendoza. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/global warning. It contains an appendix of amendments to the U.S. Constitution. For climate warriors everywhere, especially the young ones leading the way. Young people, they care. David Attenborough. 1. I have to download the anxiety app again.
Sam, smell my hair.
Catalina leans in close. She probably tried a new shampoo last night and wants to know how it smells to the world. What better way than to ask a friend who would never lie to her? But I'm about to lie to her, because her hair smells like lighter fluid.
It smells nice, Kat. New shampoo?
She gives me a look.
Reminds me of summer. The 4th of July, burgers on the grill.
That's the stink of jet fuel. 15,000 gallons dumped from the sky onto the playground at my sister's school. I spent a whole hour with her in the bath washing her hair. She was so freaked out, she slept in my bed.
We hear the roar of a jet engine overhead, and we look up. Catalina's little sister's school isn't the only one in a flight path. Our middle school is just a few miles from the Hollywood Burbank Airport. Why would a jet dump fuel on a schoolyard?
Engine trouble, they said. They had to turn around but were too heavy to land. So they dumped fuel.
On kids?
And their teachers. And a whole neighborhood. My neighborhood. The school is going to sue the airline.
Anytime I hear the word sue, part of me wakes up. It reminds me of what we did last year to stop homework. My friends Alistair, Jason, Catalina, and me, along with my big sister Sadie and her boyfriend Sean, filed a class action lawsuit against the school board. We argued that kids have a constitutional right to a childhood and that homework was taking away that right. With a lot of legal help from our neighbor, Mr. Kalman, we took our case all the way to the Supreme Court. That made me very anxious, but it was worth it. Alistair comes over to our regular lunch table. It's under Jason's favorite tree, a magnolia. We like its shade all through the school year, and its white blossoms when summer is just a month away. Instead of saying hi or good morning, Alistair greets us with,
"Know how many animals died in the Australian wildfires? 1 billion! We're not talking about common roadkill either. These animals are cute! Koalas, kangaroos, wallabies. Wallabies! I used to sleep with a stuffy of one. Named her Julia."
For Julia Child, one of Alistair's top 5 favorite chefs.
"Used to," I say.
"Well, my 7th grade resolution is to leave her on the shelf."
Then he makes us watch a YouTube about the fires. Alistair's always doing that, shoving a video in my face before I have a chance to say yes. That's something I want in my head, or no, thanks, I'd rather not. I appreciate how enthusiastic he gets for the right cause, but some things activate my anxiety. Like baby koalas with burnt paws. I can't look away. Neither, it seems, can Alistair. He stands beside me, watching. He starts to cry. "Alistair," I say.
"I can't help it, Sam. I've seen it 20 times. Each time, it shatters me."
He puts his head on my shoulder and weeps. "Please don't."
"What's wrong with crying? Crying is caring."
"You're getting my shirt wet." He lifts his head from the wet spot on my Miles Davis t-shirt just as Jason walks up.
"What's he crying about?" Jason says.
"Burnt koalas," Catalina says.
"Want to cry some more? Look at this!"
Jason holds up his phone to show a satellite image of a hurricane forming in the Atlantic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?